生命之道。
Last week we talked about the word of life from the book of 1 John.
上个礼拜我们从约翰一书里面谈到生命之道。
That the word that we believe is not just a theory.
这个我们所相信的道并不只是一个理论而已。
This word of life is life.
这个生命之道是关乎生命的。
And we know who is this word of life.
我们也知道这一位生命之主是谁。
This word of life is Jesus.
这个生命之主就是主耶稣。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 2.
我们翻到约翰一书第一章第一到第二节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 2.
约翰一书一章一到二节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
1 to 3.
论到从起初原有的
生命之道 That which was from the beginning, which we have heard,Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hand has handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us. Here tell us who is the word of life.
这里讲到谁是生命之道
？Is Lord Jesus Christ，
就是主耶稣基督。
He is from the Father, and He was manifested to us.
他是从父而来，显现给我们看的。
Now we talk about the first three steps about Word of Life.
上次我们有讲到三部曲，就是生命之道的三部曲。
First, we have heard the Word of Life.
第一个是我们听见了。
Right, we hear the message.
我们听见这个道理。
We hear the preaching of Jesus.
我们听见主耶稣所传的福音。
And today we are sitting here to listen to the sermon.
今天我们也坐在这里听道理。
We are receiving life.
我们正在领受生命。
Without hearing, how can we believe?
如果我们没有听见，是如何能相信呢？
So we must go through the hearing process.
所以我们必须经过听道理的过程。
The second process is you have to see the word of life.
第二个过程就是你必须看见这生命之道。
Because without seeing, how do you know it is real?
因为如果你没看见，你怎么知道这是真的呢？
So Jesus came to the world so that he showed us we can see.
所以主耶稣来到这个世界，把它显明给我们看。
But seeing is not enough.
可是单单看见还不足够。
The third point is we have to touch, we have to handle it.
第三点就是我们必须亲手摸过。
Because without touching it, how do you know it is real?
因为你没有摸过，你怎么知道这是真的呢？
Even a picture looks so real, but it's not the real object.
就算一幅图画，它看起来非常的真实，可是它也不是真实的物件。
You cannot feel it.
你不能去摸到那个东西。
But if you can touch the object,
可是如果你可以亲手摸到那个物件
，then you're 100% sure that is so real.
那你就可以百分之百相信这个东西是真的。
So that's why we have to touch Jesus in our process of our faith.
所以我们在信仰的过程当中必须亲手摸到主耶稣。
If you have not touched God,
如果你还没有摸过神,
you have to pray, ask God to help you to have experience on Him.
你必须祷告向神求体验。
And also pray for our next generation.
我们也必须为我们下一代祷告。
Because if they do not touch God,
因为如果他们没有亲手摸过神,
if they do not experience God,
也没有体验过神,
then maybe very likely they may depart from God.
很有可能在不久的将来，他们就离开神了。
But the three process is getting ready for the fourth process.
可是前面这三个过程其实都是为第四个过程而准备的。
We see, we hear, we touch.
我们听见、看见并且摸到。
But the last thing we must do, the most important thing is we must testify for the word of life.
最重要的过程就是第四个，我们必须为这个道做见证。
Here John said,Right, we come here to bear witness.
这里约翰告诉我们，他是来做见证。
And to declare to you.
去传给我们。
Because other people do not know the word of life.
因为其他人还不知道这一份生命之道。
They live in darkness.
他们还住在黑暗里。
They didn't have hope.
也没有希望。
But we are the one who have seen, we have touched, we have hear the word of life.
可是我们是这些曾经听见、看见又摸过的人。
If you do notDeclare, you do not bear witnesses for the word of life. How do they know?
如果我们这些人没有去把这一份美好的生命之道传给他们，他们如何知道呢？
So the first three steps is to prepare the fourth step.
所以前面这三点 就是为了要为第四点所准备的。
And the fourth step is the goal, is the most important part.
所以第四点是要成为我们的目标，也是最重要的一个过程。
So that's why today we focus talking on this point.
所以今天我们要来谈谈这一点。
And hopefully everybody get your note ready, because not just hearing, because if you do not write down your notes, if you don't copy down the verse and the main point, you'll forget it.
所以我希望大家都有准备好自己的笔记本，因为如果你只是单单听而已，你很快就会忘记。
Every time when we come to service, we have to take note.
每一次我们来到教会听道理，我们都应该记下来笔记。
Write down the main point. Write down the Bible verse.
写下来这些道理、这些经节还有重点。
If a parent, you have to show this example to your children.
如果你是一个父母，你就应该为孩子做这样的榜样。
And also request them to do the same.
而且也要要求他们做一样的事情。
Because hearing, very easy to forget.
因为单单听到是很容易忘记的。
Okay, preaching the gospel actually is a testimony of life.
传福音其实就是生命的见证。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
我们来翻到马可福音十六章。
Once again, don't rely on the screen. Flip your own Bible. Unless you are very old that you cannot even open your Bible. Do not rely on the screen.
再来我要提醒大家请翻自己的圣经除非你已经非常的年老没有办法翻圣经
Because if you do not flip your Bible at the end You do not remember how to flip the Bible very fast
因为如果你不翻圣经很快的你就忘记怎么翻圣经了
Even some book you don't even know where it's located
甚至有一些比较少翻的福音书我们可能都翻不到
Okay, Mark 16
马可福音十六章
Verse 15to 16.
十五十六节。
Mark 16, verse 15 to 16.
马可福音十六章十五十六节。
One, two, three.
一起读。
And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. 16.
十六节。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. This is the last instruction given by Lord Jesus Christ before he ascended to heaven.
这是主耶稣升天之前最后给的这个指示。
Jesus taught them. Jesus let them hear.
主耶稣告诉他们，让他们听见。
Jesus let them see.
主耶稣让他们看见。
Jesus even let them touch the hands and the wounds.
主耶稣甚至伸出手给他们摸他的伤痕。
But it's not for them to enjoy or just have fun.
可是这些都并不只是要他们觉得很好玩而已。
Not just to show you the movie.
不是只是给你看一部电影而已。
Right. Today you buy the ticket, you go to the theater, you watch the movie.
今天你买了票进了戏院看了一场电影。
You enjoy the 1.5 hours.
你在那里享受一个半小时。
Then you go home, you don't have to do anything.
你回家也不用做任何事。
Because you enjoy the movie.
因为你只是去享受这个电影。
But the gospel, the word of life is not for us to enjoy.
可是生命之道不是给你来享受的。
Of course, we receive the benefit.
当然我们是有从中获益。
Our life got transformed.
我们的生命得到转变。
But the ultimate purpose is for us to bear the witness.
可是最重要的是要我们去做见证。
This is about the matter of life and death.
这是关乎生命的生死大事。
Because this gospel, this word of life can save.
因为这个福音，这个生命之道是要拯救人的。
If you don't believe it, if you don't take it into the heart,
如果你不相信，也不放在心里。
If you don't follow it,
你也不跟随。
You will be condemned.
你会被定罪。
But if you believe it in your heart,
可是如果你打从心里相信
you really put it into practice,
真正在生活中行出来
Believe and be baptized, you can save yourself.
信而受洗你就会得救
So this is the word of life.
所以就是这份生命之道
Now that's why we have to bear witnesses for this.
这就是为什么我们要做见证
Now who will bear witness for this word of life?
再来是谁会为这一份生命之道做见证呢
We share a few points.
我们来分享几点
First of all,The first one who bear witness for the word of life, Jesus himself.
第一个为生命之道做见证的就是主耶稣自己。
Jesus Christ came to the world. What is that for?
主耶稣来到这个世界到底是为了什么?
He came is to bear witness.
他就是来做见证的。
But he did not bear witness for himself.
可是他不是为自己做见证。
He came to bear witness for the heavenly Father.
他是来为天上的父做见证的。
John chapter 5.
我们翻到约翰福音第五章
John chapter 5 verse 30
约翰福音第五章三十节
John chapter 5 verse 30
约翰福音第五章三十节
Verse 30
三十
Let's read together.
一起读。
I, 我凭着自己 myself, 不能做什么。Nothing,
我怎么听见
I
就怎么审判。
And my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me.
31.
If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Jesus Christ told the crowd and the disciple.
主耶稣告诉当时围在他身边的人还有门徒
I come to the world not to bear witnesses of myself.
我来到这个世上不是为自己做见证
Just like if you go to the court.
就像你去到法院
Oh, you are being charged of something.
你可能遭到起诉或是一些其他的事
You tell the judge, you know, I bear witness for myself, I didn't do it.
你告诉法官说，我可以为我自己做见证，我没有这么做。
Well, the judge say, of course you say you didn't do it because you speak for your own.
法官绝对会说，你当然是为你自己好，会说你什么都没做啊。
So your witnesses doesn't count.
所以你的见证不算。
But when you bear witnesses for someone, or someone bear witness for you.
可是你如果是为别人来作证，或者是别人为你作证的话
，and that has become reliable.
那可能就比较可信。
So Jesus said, I do not bear witnesses for myself.
所以主耶稣说，我并不是为自己做见证。
I come here to bear witnesses of the one who sent me.
我是来为那位差我来者做见证的。
Who sent Jesus Christ?
到底是谁差耶稣来的呢
？He's the Heavenly Father, the One True God.
就是天上的独一真神，他的天父。
He sent Jesus Christ come to save the world.
他差遣耶稣来拯救世界。
So whatever Jesus said is not his own will, it's not what he wanted to say.
所以主耶稣所说出来的每一句话都不是为自己而说的。
His Heavenly Father want him to say it.
是天父要他这样说的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
When someone speaks here in the name of Jesus,
今天有人站在台上奉主耶稣圣名说话。
Whether it's a brother, it's a deacon, it's a preacher,
不管是一个传道、执事或是弟兄。
If he say in the name of Jesus,
只要他是奉主耶稣圣名说话。
He do not speak for himself,
他就不是为自己说的。
He speak for God,
他是为神而说。
If he is speaking for the truth,
他也是为真理而说。
Whether you like it or not doesn't matter.
不管台下的人喜不喜欢
Whether you like his message or not doesn't matter
不管你喜不喜欢他讯息的内容
Whether you like his this person or not also doesn't matter
或者是你喜不喜欢台上的这个人
If he speak for Jesus, if he speak for God, you have to listen
只要他是为神而说为耶稣而说你就必须要听
Because he do not speak for himself
因为他并不是为自己而说的
And also if you're standing here, you do not speak about your personal opinion
而且如果你是站在台上的人也请你不要说自己的意见
You don't say, oh, I think, oh, I feel, oh, I want
或者是说一些我感觉我觉得我喜欢
What you like, what you think is not important
你的感觉你的想法并不重要
We standing here, we bear witnesses for God
因为当你站在台上讲道的时候你就是为神做见证
So when Jesus Christ came, he's given us the perfect example
所以当主耶稣来到这个世界他就给我们立下美好的模范
He bear witness for the Heavenly Father
他是为天上的父做见证
And that testimony is so powerful
而那份见证是那么的强大
Let's turn to John chapter 6
我们翻到约翰福音
John chapter 6 verse 35
约翰福音六章三十五节。
John 6:35。
六章三十五节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
And three. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. This is the testimony Jesus gave.
这就是主耶稣给我们的见证。
That Heavenly Father can give you life.
天上的父可以给你生命。
And This bread of life is Jesus himself.
而这一份生命的粮就是主耶稣本身。
So that is the wonderful testimony.
那是美好的见证。
Today we are eating Lord Jesus Christ, the bread of life.
今天我们就正在吃这一份生命之粮，也就是主耶稣基督。
From this morning we got up, we ate breakfast, we ate lunch, and we just had dinner.
今天早上起来我们就吃过早餐，又吃了午餐，刚刚才吃过晚餐。
If we didn't have that three meals, by now we'd be very hungry.
如果我们今天没有吃这三餐的话，我相信你们应该很饿。
You have no strength to do anything.
你们应该没有力气来做任何的事情。
But with the food, you have energy.
可是因为有吃下食物，你就有力量。
But the material bread can never truly satisfy our need.
可是这物质的饼是没有办法真正满足我们的。
Because our heart is still empty.
因为我们的心还是会感到空虚。
Just like you play video game, you can play for days and hours, but after a while, you still feel very empty.
就像你玩电动游戏，你可以一天一天的每天玩个不停，可是之后还是会觉得很空虚。
You can watch Netflix, you can watch YouTube for a whole day, show after show after show.
你可以看电脑的视频，可以看一个影片接过一个影片。
But at the end, you also feel very empty.
可是看了整天，你还是会觉得很空虚。
You can shopping, buying, buying, keep every day Amazon, give you the parcel.
你可以每天在网络上购物，或是去店里购物，一直不停的买。
But at the end, you also feel you don't fulfill.
可是买到底，到最后你还是会觉得心里很空虚。
Because our heart have some void that only God can fill.
因为我们心里有一个洞，是只有神才能填满的。
And that one can fill us is the word of life, is Lord Jesus Christ.
只有那一份生命之道、生命之粮，可以来填满我们的内心。
So that's why he who comes to me shall never hunger.
所以主耶稣说，来到我面前的必定不饿。
Just like tonight, so much snow, but everybody try to come.
就像今晚外面下着大雪，可是大家还是努力的来到神面前。
And I see the choir, even you come even earlier to practice. When you sing, your face filled with joy, filled with smile.
甚至是这些诗班成员，我看到你们特别提早来到教会，你们在唱诗的时候脸上带着满足的笑容。
So this is what is important.
这就是非常重要。
So Lord Jesus Christ bear testimony.For the Heavenly Father,
主耶稣是为天上的父做见证。
So we also today have to bear testimony.
所以今天一样，我们也要为主耶稣做见证。
Secondly, the apostle they also bear testimony.
第二点，使徒也一样做见证。
Now Jesus Christ ascended to heaven. Who bear this testimony?
那当主耶稣升天之后，到底谁来做见证呢？
Of course, the apostles they have to bear testimony.
当然是留下来的使徒必须要做见证。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
我们来翻到《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传一章八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传一章八节。一起读,
but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. Here, when the Lord Jesus Christ is about to ascend to heaven, then Lord Jesus gave them this command. Bear witnesses for me.
你们要为我做见证。
And when the Holy Spirit came down, you have the power to bear testimony for me.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
So you can see, God passed the testimony to Jesus.
所以我们可以看见神把他的讯息传给主耶稣。
Jesus passed it on to the apostles.
主耶稣又传给门徒。
Just like the passing the baton, one to one to one, the next one.
就像交棒一样，一棒一棒的交下去。
Because the fire shall never put off.
因为这份生命之火不应该被熄灭。
Now, even in the Old Testament time, God tell the chosen people.
即使在旧约里面，神也是这样告诉选民。
Do you know why God chose the people?
你知道为什么神要选这些人民吗？
Let's turn to Isaiah 43.
我们翻到以赛亚书43章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 12.
以赛亚书四十三章第十二节。
Isaiah 43:12.
四十三章十二节。
Let's read.
一起读。
Number three. I have declared and said, I have proclaimed and there was no foreign god among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. God told the chosen people.
神这样告诉选民。
I want to show. I want to declare, and I saved.
我要显明我曾经。指示还有拯救。
That there's no other gods.
没有别的神。
There's only one God.
只有一位。
How does that message come across and make known to all other people?
到底这样的讯息要如何传给全世界人呢？
Through the chosen people.
就是要透过选民。
Wow, when other foreign nations they come to look at Israel, the chosen people, wow, they are so harmonious.
当别的百姓看见神的选民，他们中间充满了和谐。
They are so holy.
他们那么的圣洁。
There's no sin in the country.
在他们国家里面没有罪恶。
That everybody observes the law of God and the society is so harmonious.
社会充满祥和，每个人都敬拜真神。
And every family live harmoniously.
而且每个家庭都幸福美满。
Husband and wife love each other.
夫妻之间彼此相爱。
Brother and sister, they deal with one another in peace.
弟兄姐妹也和睦相处。
That does not happen in other country.
那在别的国家好像很难看到这样的景象。
Then people will conclude, oh, you know what? You guys worship the true God. Only your God is true. Our gods are false.
那别的国家的人就会认明说，选民里面真的有这一位神。
But however, that didn't happen.
可是可惜的是，这一些事情从来没有发生
过。Actually, in the Old Testament, the people of Israel were even worse than other nations.
在旧约当中，神的选民甚至是比其他的国家人民还要作恶。
Their moral standard was very low.
他们的道德观念非常的低下。
Because they copy other nations, but follow their culture and practice.
因为他们学习别的国家人民他们的文化还有背景。
They country fight against each other.
然后在国内也彼此相争。
A lot of unrighteousness, a lot of corruption inside the country.
有很多不公不义的事情发生。
So in the Old Testament, they failed to be the testimony.
所以在旧约的这些选民，其实他们是成为一个失败的见证。
They cannot bear the testimony that God is true and this God is the only true God.
他们没有办法为天上的独一真神做见证。
So we can see what does God expect from us today.
所以我们可以好好想一想，到底神对今天的我们有什么期待。
Sometimes we think that God wants us to tell the testimony.
有时候我们以为神是要我们说出他的福音。
Oh, tell other people, oh, how great is God.
告诉别人神有多么好。
No, God doesn't want you to tell the testimony just yet.
其实神并不只是要你这么说而已。
Telling the testimony has no power.
因为说出来的见证还不够强而有力。
God wants you to be the testimony.
神要你成为那一份见证。
Just like people look at your family.
就像当人们看你的家庭。
Oh, you say believe in Jesus is very good.
Oh, 你们说信耶稣很好。
What is your marriage look like?
那你的婚姻如何呢？
Oh, your friend or the other, they know that you're always arguing among yourself.
你的朋友说，你们夫妻不是常常吵架吗？
You always don't like each other.
你不是常常抱怨你的另一半吗？
And why do you tell me to believe in your God?
你为什么要告诉我要相信你的神呢？
Because I don't believe in Jesus, my marriage is even better than you.
因为我又不信耶稣，可是我的婚姻比你好呢。
Wow, then how can we say it?
那我们要如何传福音呢？
Then we cannot be the testimony.
我们就没有办法成为那一个见证。
Because people do not just hear what we say.
因为人们并不只是听我们如何说。
People look at what we do.
人们更会看我们怎么做。
So that's why in Old Testament the Lord said, "You are my testimony."
所以在旧约里面，神就说，你们是我的见证。
How do you deal with husband and wife each other?
你是怎么对待身边的人呢？
How do you deal with your brother and sisters?
你是怎么对待弟兄姐妹的？
Even when people come into our church,
就算是有人来到我们教会，
you know, we are supposed to tell them we are the one true church.
我们要告诉他们，我们就是独一得救真教会。
Basically, our name tells them that we are the true church. They are pretty uncomfortable with that.
当然，我们挂在外面的招牌告诉他们我们是真教会，他们已经不是很舒服了。
We are telling them we have the truth, only truth.
我们告诉他们，我们手上捧的就是唯一的真理。
And of course, we do because all the doctrine is flawless, is so perfect.
当然是这样的，因为所有圣经上记载的真理都是那么的完美。
Right, we say we have the Holy Spirit.
我们说我们有圣灵。
But when they come to us,
可是当他们跟我们接触
hey, they look at, oh, this brother doesn't talk to that brother.
这个弟兄不跟那个弟兄说话。
People, the atmosphere sometimes quite heavy.
人与人之间的这个气氛好像很紧张。
And after a while, they find out that there are some conflict, there are some grudges against each other.
之后来多了教会，他们就发现说，这个人跟那个人有嫌隙。
They hear gossip around this person, that person, or all baggages everywhere.
甚至他们还听见有人在人背后说闲话。
Then how can you be the witness for God?
那我们是如何为神做见证呢？
But thank God, after the Holy Spirit filled the apostle.
可是感谢神，当圣灵充满在门徒身上。
They are not the same.
他们就跟以前大大不同。
Before the day of Pentecost, they really couldn't be the witness for Lord Jesus Christ.
在五旬节之前，他们的确没有办法做见证。
They're always fighting, arguing, who is the number one, who is the one who will be in charge.
在门徒中间就常常互相争吵，想要为大。
Yeah, a lot of conflict.
有很多的冲突。
But after receiving the Holy Spirit,
可是在他们领受圣灵之后
they really humbled themselves.
他们真的是谦卑了自己。
They follow the will of the Heavenly Father. They know they do not insist of their own.
他们再也不强调自己了。
So, be the testimony.
所以要成为那一份见证。
Jesus warned the disciple, be the testimony.
神主耶稣要门徒成为那一份见证。
And then they can start to tell testimony.
然后他们就可以开始说见证。
Wow, let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
我们一起翻到路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24, verse 48.
24章48节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 48.
路加福音二十四章四十八节。
Luke 24:48. Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three. And you are witnesses of these things. What are these things?
什么是这些事
？That is Jesus Christ died and resurrect.
就是主耶稣死而复活的事。
Jesus' life was not confined by death. Was not confined by the tomb.
主耶稣的生命没有被坟墓还有死亡所拘禁。
Jesus Christ transformed from a dead corpse, dead body in the tomb, and become a glorious, bright, and very beautiful spiritual body.
主耶稣从一个尸体里面释放生命出来，成为很美丽荣耀的灵体。
And if you believe in Him, your sin will be forgiven. You'll transform.
如果你相信他，你的罪就会被赦免，并会转变成新生命。
And this is your testimony.
而这些就是。
Well, they have to tell people Jesus transformed.
他们必须告诉人民啊，主耶稣已经改变了。
But at the same time, they themselves have to show people they have transformed.
可是同时，他们也要告诉其他身边的人，显示出他们也有得到这一份生命的转变。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
我们来读《使徒行传》第四章十三节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
《使徒行传》四章十三节。
Four thirteen.
四章十三节。
Let's read together. Now, one, two, three.
他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
We can see what are the testimony of the apostle here.
我们可以看见这些门徒身上的见证。
Peter and John and the other apostle.
彼得、约翰还有其他的门徒。
They preached the word. They were threatened. They were put into trials.
他们。
They were captured.
他们曾经很害怕被抓。
And then they were put in a trial before the Sanhedrin.
他们也。
在公会面前被审。
在公会面前被审。
And then they were threatened. Do not ever preach Jesus again.
他们也被威胁，不可以再传主耶稣了。
But they don't care about the threat. They are not afraid.
可是他们不害怕，也不在乎这些威胁。
So when these people who threatened them saw their boldness, verse 13.
所以在十三节，这些恐吓他们的人就看见他们的胆量。
Wow, they find out that their life is different. They are transformed.
他们就看出他们生命已经转变，他们是跟以前不一样的。
They must have followed Jesus before.
证明他们是跟过耶稣的。
Now, brother and sister, can you show people, or can other people look at you?Saying that, oh, you are different.
现在弟兄姐妹，你身边的人能够看出你是跟以前不一样的吗？
You have followed Jesus.
你是曾经跟过耶稣的。
You know, I heard a pastor, his testimony.
我听一个传道他做见证。
He wasn't a believer before. He's not like a third generation or fourth generation like us.
他不是像我们从小在教会长大，他以前没有信耶稣。
He only came to believe in Lord Jesus Christ when he was in his adulthood, more than almost 30 years old.
他是在他将近三十岁的时候才来信主的。
And his life got transformed so much.
而且在他信主之后，生命是非常大的不一样。
His character changed.
他的个性改变了。
His attitude changed.
态度也改变了。
Every day he think about Jesus.
他做每一件事情都想到主耶稣。
Every day he think about preaching Jesus.
每天他都想传扬福音。
And then that really surprised his girlfriend.
这件事情就是让他的女朋友非常的惊讶。
Why my boyfriend changed so much?
为什么他的男朋友转变这么大呢？
Before that he had a bad temper, now he's very gentle.
以前他的脾气很不好，可是现在他很温柔。
Before he would love the world, the worldly achievement, now he wants to do work for God.
以前他只想追求世界上的成功，可是现在他满脑子都想要为神做。
So the husband, the girlfriend at that time, still a girlfriend, later became a wife, decided I must go with herHim to see what kind of thing that changed him so much.
所以他当时的女朋友，也就是后来的太太，当时就决定说，一定要跟他去教会看一看。
What kind of force which can transform his mind, his soul, his thinking?
到底是什么样的能力让我的男朋友可以改变这么大？
Wow, just like this verse here tells us.
就像这一个经节告诉我们。
The conclusion is, this person changed so much, they must have followed Jesus.
得出了结论就是说，他们有这样的胆量，绝对是跟过耶稣的。
Well, quite strange, right? They don't believe in Jesus, but they agree only Jesus can have this kind of big change in a person.
其实这是蛮奇怪的事情，因为做这样结论的人，他们是不相信耶稣的，可是他们又看出这些人是跟过耶稣，才能够有这么大的转变。
You know why oftentimes, sometimes we have failed to bear testimony.
所以我们要问问自己，为什么大部分的时间，我们好像没有办法做这样的见证？
Because most of the time, our life has not experienced big change.
因为很多时候，我们的生命并没有这样的转变。
Our life, spiritual life, is very superficial.
我们属灵的生命非常的粗浅。
Our identity is just like I go to church once a week.
我们基督徒的身份只是给我们一个礼拜去教会一趟这样而已。
I have helped some holy work.
我有做一点圣工。
But inside the life has not transformed.
可是心里面的生命完全没改变。
And because the life wasn't transformed.
可是就是因为我们的生命没转变。
Sometimes we do not think that we have a better.This word of life is more precious than what people can have in the world.
所以我们就没有办法去告诉其他人这份生命到底有多美好。
Sometimes we even admire them. Other people have better things than us.
有时候我们甚至羡慕外面的人，他们拥有的东西比我们更多更好。
They didn't believe in Jesus. They didn't go to church, but they earn more money, live in bigger houses.
他们并不相信耶稣，可是他们赚大钱，住大房。
I don't have anything.
我呢，什么都没有。
Of course, then if your life do not transform, your concept is not transformed.
当然，如果你的生命没有转变，你就会有这样的想法。
Even nobody persecutes you, you will not preach.
就算没有人逼迫你，你都不会传福音。
You know, today no one persecutes us.
你看看，今天没有人逼迫我们。
Look at tonight when we come to church, who will persecute us?
你看，今天晚上你要来教会，谁会阻止你来呢？
In some country, you cannot openly worship Jesus.
在这些有一些国家里面是不能公开敬拜的。
In some country, you cannot even hold this Bible like this openly.
在有些国家，甚至你手上不能拿着圣经。
You cannot buy a Bible.
你也买不到圣经。
You cannot go to the family have family service.
你也不可以去到朋友家就开始家庭聚会。
The police will arrest you.
因为警察会把你抓走。
Nobody will persecute us.
可是今天没有人逼迫我们。
But when was the last time we?Bear witness for the word of life.
可是什么时候是上一次我们为主做见证呢？
Because we didn't think we have something better.
因为我们并不认为我们比外面的人好。
So that's why we have to really change our thinking.
所以我们要真正的来改变自己的
观念。Thirdly, Holy Spirit also bear witnesses.
第三点，圣灵也为耶稣做见证。
Let's turn to John 15.
我们翻到约翰福音。
Verse 26.
约翰福音十五章二十六节。
John 15:26.
约翰福音十五章二十六节。
John 15:26.
约翰福音十五章二十六节。
Let's read.
一起读。
No free. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth will proceed from the Father. He will testify of me. Now, who will testify for Jesus?
再来，谁会为耶稣做见证
？Especially after Jesus ascend to heaven.
特别是耶稣已经升天了。
He's not on the earth anymore.
他没有在地上了。
Then how can people believe that Jesus was there but also ascended to heaven?
那如何让外邦人相信说主耶稣曾经在这里也已经升天了呢？
Here Jesus said us the Spirit of truth.
这里讲到真理的圣灵
He will testify of me.
他会为我做见证
Wow, this is very wonderful, right?
这是非常美好的
God has decided all the process. God decides all the things that need to be done.
因为所有的事情都是要完全成全的
That the Holy Spirit will testify.
因为真理的圣灵要来做见证
Then how can he testify?
那他是如何做见证呢
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
我们翻到约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
John chapter 16, verse 7.
十六章第七节。
Let's read.
我们一起读。
On the three. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. If I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I'll send him to you. Now, this is the Holy Spirit testify for Jesus.
这就是圣灵为耶稣做的见证。
How do we know Jesus already resurrected?
我们如何知道主耶稣已经复活？
Even today, people will challenge you, ask you the same question.
就算是今天，也会有人来问你一样的问题。
You people say, "Oh, believe in Jesus; He has resurrected."
啊，你告诉你的朋友说，我们要信耶稣，因为主耶稣已经复活。
The core belief of Christianity, of our hope, is Jesus resurrected.
基督教的信仰中心就是基督已经复活。
If Jesus did not resurrected, we don't have to believe in Him.
如果主耶稣没有复活，我们是不用信他的。
If Jesus did not resurrect, this means He's only a human being. He's not God.
因为如果主耶稣复活不了，就表示他不是神，他只是一个人。
Then why do you believe in another human being, just like you and I?
那你为什么要相信另外一个人呢？就像相信你或是我一样而
已。But Jesus has resurrected.
可是主耶稣真实的复活了。
How do we know?
你怎么知道?
Jesus said, Holy Spirit will testify for us.
因为主耶稣说, 圣灵会为我做见证。
Because if I do not go, Holy Spirit will not come.
因为如果我不上去, 圣灵就不会下了。
But if I go,
可是如果我上去了,
I'll send the Holy Spirit.
我就会差遣圣灵下了。
Right? Just like, how do you know in the old days, there's no email, there's no telephone?
在以前, 那时候还没有电脑可以发邮件。
How do you know your loved one get to the other country?
你怎么知道你所爱的人已经去到另外一个国家呢?
Right, when you go to another country, you write a letter, you send a postcard and send it to home.
你的家人他可能去到另外一个国家漂洋过海，然后他写了一封信回家。
A few weeks ago, I was with my brother Vincent, we were in Toronto. Before we come back, he said, I want to buy a postcard, I want to send my son a postcard from Toronto.
几个礼拜前我跟我的弟弟 Vincent 去了一趟多伦多，他说他要买一张明信片给他的儿子。
So the mail it, buy the postcard, and then post it, put the stamp, and then post it in the post office.
所以他就在多伦多去邮局买了一张明信片，把它寄出去。
Wow, when the son received it, I think he must be very happy, right? Daddy went to Toronto with a postcard, so happy.
所以当他的儿子在家里收到从多伦多寄来的明信片，我相信他应该很高兴。
Alright, so Jesus said, if I do not go, Holy Spirit will not come.
所以主耶稣说，如果我不上去，圣灵就不会下来。
When someone receives the Holy Spirit,
当有人领受圣灵。
When they touch God, when they receive this experience,
当他得到圣灵，就得到这份体验。
Then of course, that's proof that Jesus did resurrect from the tomb.
那就证明了主耶稣不在坟墓里，而是升天了。
So who testified for this word of life?
所以是谁为这一份生命之道做见证？
Not only the apostle they testify,
并不只是门徒而已。
The key point is Holy Spirit also testify.
关键就是圣灵也为耶稣做见证。
So that's why even today, we the true church, sometimes we have weaknesses.
所以在真耶稣教会里面，有时候我们还是有软弱的。
Yes, we are not better than other church in terms of attendance or love or other things.
是的，我们可能没有像其他教会做那么多善事，或是有那么多爱心。
We are really, sometimes we have to do better.
有时候我们必须要尽量进步。
You know the church across, sometimes Tuesday, Wednesday, there's so many people.
我们看到对面的教会有时候礼拜二晚上、礼拜三晚上也是非常多人的。
And then the other two street, that Ethiopian church.
再过一条街有一个伊索比亚的教会。
Every Friday, they also maybe they keep up. Friday 6 o'clock, all the people dressing in white garment already flocked to their church.
他们可能也是守安息日，因为我看到每个礼拜五晚上大概6点左右，所有 的人都穿着白衣涌进教会。
Sometimes in the weekdays, the church also packed. So many cars, so many people are there.
甚至是在平日的时间，我也是看到有好多人、好多车往那个教会去。
Wow. I don't know the Sunday attendance, right? But the evening there are many people.
我是不知道他们星期天的出席状况，可是平日他们教会就非常多人。
You know, but look at that. Sometimes Wednesday night, you use the two finger, you count the people.
可是我们呢，有时候礼拜三晚上，甚至是两只手就数完了。
Yes, we have to do better.
是的，我们要进步。
Because we are the true church.
因为我们是真教会。
We have to love God better.
我们要更爱主。
Pray better.
我们要更多祷告。
We have to know the Bible better.
我们必须要多读着圣经。
We have to preach better.
我们要更传扬福音。
But what separates us from them is not our better behavior.
可是让我们跟他们分别出来，并不只是我们做的比他们更好。
We aim to do better.
我们是想要更进步的。
But what makes us the true church?
可是到底让真教会跟其他教会有什么不同？
This is the chosen church by God.
就是神所拣选的教会。
God has given the Holy Spirit.
神已经赐下圣灵了。
Just like the Holy Spirit testified, Jesus has resurrected.
就像圣灵作见证，耶稣已经从死里复活。
And today, Holy Spirit also testified, this is the true church.
今天圣灵也作见证，这是一间真教会。
Even though sometimes we see weaknesses,
就算有时候我们看见教会的软弱
，Don't lose faith about the true church.
不要失去你的信心。
Let's turn to John 16:12.
我们看约翰福音十六章十二节。
John 16:12.
约翰福音十六章十二节。
John 16:12.
约翰福音十六章十二节。
One, two, three.
一起读。
I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. 6:13. However, when He, the Spirit of Truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. He will tell you things to come. He will tell us that the Holy Spirit, He come to testify for the truth.
真理的圣灵是来为耶稣做见证。
And then also, He will tell us what He hears.
并且他会告诉我们他听见的。
Because we don't know the truth.
因为我们不知道真理。
But Holy Spirit, hear the truth from God.
可是圣灵听见神的真理。
So he tell us what he hears.
所以圣灵告诉我们他听见的话。
So that's why today we have the Holy Spirit, we have the truth.
所以今天我们有圣灵就有了真理。
So we have to have 100% faith that this is the only true church.
所以我们必须要有百分之百的相信这是一间真教会。
Yes, other churches, they have a lot of activity, charitable work.
别的教会可能有很多的活动。
But the truth was not complete.
可是真理并不完全。
So do not lose hope.
所以不要失去希望。
Yes, we have the truth.
是的，我们有真理。
But at the same time, we have to ask God to help us to be better.
可是同时，我们要求神让我们更进步。
So number four, at the end time, true church, we also have to testify for Jesus.
第四点，末世真教会也是要为耶稣做见证。
Do not think that, oh, let us be better first before we go out to preach.
我们不要这么想，想说我们要先进步，要表现得更好，才能出去传福音。
Our church is so weak right now. How can we bear testimony?
我们教会现在这么软弱，是如何能做见证呢？
How can I tell people to believe?
我们如何告诉人要来信
耶稣？ No, do not think like this.
不要这么想。
If our church do not testify,
如果我们教会不做见证，
if we do not evangelize,
如果我们不传福音，
or if individually you don't witness for Lord Jesus Christ,
或是我们个人从来不为耶稣做见证，
you don't pray about this.
你也不为这件事祷告。
You will even be weaker and weaker and weaker.
你个人就会越来越软弱。
Because you don't even have an aim, you don't have a motivation.
因为你没有一个目标，也没有一个动力。
But if you know that I have to be the testimony.
可是如果你下决心，我要成为这一份见证。
I have to lead people to Christ.
我必须要把人带到基督面前。
Then you will try to push yourself harder and harder.
那你就会逼自己进步再进步。
Wow, let's turn to Revelation.
我们翻到启示录。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
启示录十二章十一节。
12 verse 11.
十二章十一节。
One, two, three. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. But they did not love their lives to the death. Amen. Here the Bible tells us, before Jesus coming, there will be great.Tribulation and horrific environment.
这里告诉我们，在基督再临之前，会有非常极端的环境，还有非常严重的逼迫。
We have not gone to that part yet.
我们还没有到达那一步。
We are just like the calm before the storm.
我们现在就像暴风雨前的宁静一样。
We are just like the seven churches in chapter 2.
我们就像在第二章里面所记载的七教会一样。
Five churches are rebuked by the Holy Spirit.
其中有五个教会是被圣灵所责备的。
Most church, most true church now, most member now has fallen asleep spiritually.
大部分的教会还有真教会的信徒目前都处于沉睡状态。
Because our life is getting better than before.
因为我们的日子过得非常的舒适。
We live in good environment. We have physically, we have improved.
我们在生活品质上都大大的提升。
But our faith became lukewarm.
可是我们的信仰变得不冷不热。
So this is the calm before the storm.
所以这就是暴风雨前的宁静。
Most churches, most TJC around the world is like this, except for very poor area, like Africa or some place where very, very poor.
大部分的真教会还有信徒们都是这样，除非是那些非常的贫困的教会还有信徒。
They face hardship. The faith is better than us.
因为当他们生命遇到艰难，他们的信仰是会比我们更好。
But according to the Revelation, things will change in a blink, very fast.
可是，在启示录里面告诉我们，有一天环境会突然的改变。
And then the war will come.
战争就开始。
Natural disasters will come.
天灾开始了。
Persecution will come.
逼迫开始了。
At that time, you want to come to church, you have no chance.
在那个时候，你还想来教会，没有了。
We face persecution.
我们会面对这样的逼迫。
Now, at that time, only few will overcome.
在那个时候，只有很少数的人可以胜过。
But Bible gives us the formula to overcome.
可是圣经告诉我们能够胜过他的方法。
So verse 11 said, "Who can overcome?"
所以十一节告诉我们是谁可以胜过呢
？First is by the blood of the Lamb.
第一个是因为羔羊的血。
Because you have been baptized, the blood of the Lamb washes away your sin.
因为你已经受洗了，羔羊的血洗去你的罪。
But not just on the day of baptism.
可是并不只是因为这样。
Because you constantly examine yourself, repent before God.
因为你自己不断的悔改在神面前。
So the blood of the Lamb keep washing you every day.
所以羔羊的血每天都在洗你的罪。
Not only the day of baptism.
并不只是你受洗那一天而已。
Every single day.
每一天都可以被洗。
Today the blood of the Lamb has the blood of the Lamb washed your sins today.
是不是今天羔羊的血为你洗罪了呢
？Did you repent?
你悔改了吗
？If today you didn't repent, then you are not washed today.
如果你今天还没有悔改，就表示你今天还没有被洗过。
If this week you have not repent, that means this week's sin is not washed away.
如果这个礼拜你还没有悔改过，就表示你这个礼拜的罪还没有被洗掉。
A lot of people come to church do not repent.
很多人来到教会，可是却从来不悔改。
They just say, "Oh, I come here. This is my duty. I come once a week."
他们是来到这里，想说一个礼拜来几次就尽了责任了。
Holy work. Oh, how many holy work? I have to do this, and I go home.
有什么圣工，我就做这个做那个，然后我就回家。
If you come to church whole day, worship Friday, Saturday, not even think about your own sin, then you come here in vain.
如果你来到教会这么多次，可是你却从来没有想起自己的罪，那你是白来了。
Come to church is to examine our own sin and ask this blood to wash our sins away.
因为来到教会就是来求主赦免我们自己的过犯，让羔羊的血洗去我们的罪。
So the blood of the Lamb can help us overcome the devil.And the persecution.
所以羔羊的血是可以帮弟兄胜过这个逼迫。
And then secondly,
第二点
the word of their testimony.
第二点是自己所见证的道。
Now, pay attention. It's not the word that preached by the preacher.
要记得这里不是提到说传道所传的道。
Or the teaching written in the book.
或者是记在圣经上的这些真理。
Those are not yours.
那些都不是你的。
Unless you testify, you witness about it.
除非你自己所做的见证
，unless this become part of you，
直到这一份见证成为你自己的
，you can sit here whole life，
你可以坐在这里一辈子
，but if it doesn't go to your heart，
可是这一份见证要是没有进入你的心
，if you don't practice it，
你也没有做出来
，if you do not become a testimony of your what you believe，
你不成为这份信仰的见证
，if you cannot die for it，
你也没办法为这份见证而死
，then people can take about what you have。
那人就可以把你身上的东西拿走。
The devil can take about what you have.
当然，魔鬼也可以把你的见证拿走。
But if you can die for what you believe,
如果你可以为这一份所见证的道而死
，because this is yours, your life.
因为这就是你的生命。
Then you can overcome the devil.
那你就可以胜过魔鬼。
So after all, we the end time true church have to bear testimony for the word of life.
所以我们要记得末世的真教会信徒，我们必须为这一份道理来。做见证。
Are you ready for that?
你是准备好了吗
？Sing him.
我们来唱诗。